आवाज अनजाने एपिसोड 17 अक्टूबर 19th 2006।
हाय एवरीवन, मैं पिया हाजिर हूँ लेके आज के एपिसोड,
और मैं देव आपके होस्ट्स फॉर दिस शो। इन द लता मंगेशकर बर्थडे एपिसोड यू हर्ड अ ब्यूटिफुल वॉइस एंड वी हैड प्रॉमिस्ड यू दैट वी विल ब्रिंग टू यू मोर सॉन्ग्स बाय हिम अलोंग विद एन इंटरव्यू। सो टुडेज एपिसोड फीचर्स प्रदीप सोमासुंदरन, प्लेबैक सिंगर फ्रॉम केरला इंडिया।
हिंदू मुस्लिम साथ
2 weeks back, we featured Parthiv Gohil. He was the winner of the Sarigama contest, which started in the mid-90s. And around the same time, another television contest was organized with the objective of discovering the next Hindi film playback singers.
And Pradeep was right there in this contest. But there's a story behind how he actually entered into this contest.
In 94, I went on a world tour. Government sponsor, the government of India and Japanese government, they have a program called the Ship for the World Youth. So I participated in that program, and when I came back, I lost my job because I had to take a leave of 2.5 months, which they didn't approve of that. Mm-hmm. I came back, I worked there for almost one month.
Mm-hmm.
Then they sacked me. And I came back to Kerala. I joined the institution where I'm working currently now. I lost contact with the film world. From Madras to, that was in Kottayam. I was working in Kottayam. Kottayam is a very small place. So I was left to thinking what I should do now. Then Meriawad Suno came, like mm-hmm. a boon actually. It started on TV, television, Doordarshan. So when I saw that, when I saw people singing Hindi songs, then I thought, okay, I can also try mm-hmm. singing Hindi songs. So I thought I can also sing, because I was trained in singing also.
Right.
I had learned classical music.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a very wild idea, because it was a national contest. Lata Mangeshkar herself was one of the people who was involved in it. Yash Chopra was there.
Right.
And the biggest prize would have been the Lata Mangeshkar trophy and a chance to sing in Yash Ji's film.
Right.
So that was the main attraction,
mm-hmm.
which pulled me into that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah. Sent a cassette from there, from mm-hmm. Kottayam. And to my, astonishment, they called me.
So just think about it, Deb. You got selected and you arrive in this dream city of Bombay. What would be your reaction?
My reaction? Well, I think that all the listeners got to hear about how much courage I have. You remember that story I told about trying to sing in a contest when I was in grade school, and I practiced for a month, and then I developed cold feet at the last minute and I withdrew. Well, this is about Pradeep, and Pradeep did not withdraw from the competition, although it was his one of his firsts in a contest of that magnitude. And but then he had some very interesting moments once he arrived in the studio.
I'll tell you an incident which I cannot forget. When I sang in the first time when I went to the studio,
mm-hmm.
I saw Yash Ji's wife, Pamela Chopra Ji, and Madan Mohan's son himself was there, Sanjeev Kohli, and they were actually doing the auditions, preliminary auditions. And when I sang, actually I remember the song, I sang Dil Aisa Kisi Ne Mera Toda.
Oh, that's a beautiful
song. When I sang that, actually, I was totally with fear, and I could not sing it properly the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, gone. I am not going to be selected. Then I went home. I was staying with one of my friends, their relatives there. And I thought, okay, chala gaya abhi, tomorrow let me prepare to go back to Kerala.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking like that. And then evening, I got a call from them, from the office, their office. They told Pradeep ji, we heard your song, but we thought that you were a little bit stressed that time. We want to give you another try. And they called me again. They asked me to come again. I went back. That was almost 6 to 7 o'clock in the evening. I went back. and I sang there. And when I sang, the fear had gone actually by that time, because I was totally free. I thought, kya abhi darna, kya abhi.
Was that the same song you sang?
Whatever comes, it will happen.
Yeah. Did you sing Dil Aisa Kisi Ne Toda one more time, or did you pick a new song?
I sang it again.
Okay.
And they were surprised. Like, they told, what is this? The last time when you sang this song, we were thinking of pulling you out of the 16. And now you are singing in a different, totally differently. Okay. You are on the verge of being eliminated in the first round itself. And now you are in.
Right. So it was the return of the fearless Pradeep now.
Yeah, maybe. So that gave me a lot of courage, actually. That incident gave me a lot of courage.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I started learning songs more and more. They gave me a huge list of songs to come prepared for different rounds, like
mm-hmm.
the karaoke round, the screen round, and the moods round, like that. So I had, looking for cassettes in the market. Right after that day, then one episode happened. Then I got over this. The quarterfinals happened. The semifinals happened. And to my dismay, within 10 days, I was in the mega finals. In the mega finals, Lataji herself was there.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mannada was there, Mannade.
Mm-hmm.
Then Pandit Jasraj ji was there. Then Bhupen Hazarika ji was here.
What was the song you sang in the final?
Yeah, I sang actually, the main song was Poochho Na Kaise.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in the moods round, the last song that I sang was Kabhi Kabhi. The question that Anuji asked me was, can you please sing a romantic song? So I sang Kabhi Kabhi.
Would you mind singing for us now Poochho Na Kaise, just a couple of lines?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Thank you very much.
पूछो ना कैसे मैंने रैन बिताई, पूछो ना कैसे मैंने रैन बिताई.
Nowadays, each contest gives the winner many prizes, cash awards, recording contract. Last year's winner was also promised a flat in Mumbai.
Oh, you mean the Saragama contest?
The Saragama contest. Yeah. So what was it like in Pradeep's time?
Well, in that Meri Awaaz Suno contest, you know, there was the Lata Mangeshkar trophy given by Lata Mangeshkar herself, and which I think was the biggest award any singer can hope for. And there were cash awards and lots of promises. In fact, if you visit Yash Raj Films' website, they have a page dedicated to Meri Awaaz Suno contest. They claim, and let me read out from the website itself. Meri Awaaz Suno, once every year, after an intense competition, found two mega final winners, one male and one female, who for their singing prowess were each awarded a prestigious Lata Mangeshkar trophy by Lataji herself. They also got an opportunity of a lifetime to sing in a Yash Chopra presentation and a recording contract with HMV, India's premier music company. What exactly happened with the opportunity of a lifetime to sing in a Yash Chopra presentation? Let's listen to Pradeep talking about this.
Myself and Sunidhi Chauhan, we actually won the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And even after that, the next time, the Meri Awaaz Suno was done two times after that.
Mm-hmm.
So none of the mega final winners actually got to sing in a major movie of Yash Ji. I don't know why actually. So what was the idea behind Meri Awaaz Suno? Why they did it? Still, I'm perplexed. See, I actually had the luck of being from Kerala. Because in Kerala, Meri Awaaz Suno was so popular, and people, they were amazed. Means the only reason why it was so popular was that a Malayali had won a major singing competition in the north.
So you became a kind of icon for the state.
Yeah. That was a singular reason why I got so much of popularity in Kerala.
Well, Pia, since you mentioned about the recent contests, jiski format vagera, sab kuch, you know, it's totally different from 10 saal purani Meri Awaaz Suno. I asked Pradeep how he felt about the recent contest versus the Meri Awards, you know, that he participated a decade ago.
No, I'll make out the difference between a music competition and a reality show. In music competition is actually judged by take the case of Meri Awards. The best of the best in India were there to judge the competition. Okay, merely singing part that carries a person forward nowadays. It is the looks count, how you behave, how you interact with the what you do, your personality, all count actually.
Right.
Itself.
So I mean, given a choice, would you like to be, you know, would you like to be a 20-something in today's world and aspire to a career in the musical world?
No, I could have because I could have done well because the times have changed because you are exposed to more kind of this kind of things nowadays.
Correct.
So when you watch the TV and see all kind of some competitions there, you yourself you can judge what you're going to do there. Okay, you're going to sing, you're going to dance, you're going to learn some dancing, you're going to perform some steps. See, once you have the real talent in you, if you are a very good singer, the rest of the things can be, they can be, you can get them on the way actually. It is not a big thing.
You are listening to playback singer Pradeep on Awaaz Anjane, the Hindi podcast where you can also be featured. Send us your compositions, songs and thoughts on Hindi music to yourgeet@gmail.com. Our comment line is always open at 206-203-GEET. That's 206-203-4338. For details regarding how to be featured on Awaaz Anjane, check out the FAQ page on our website, podioindia.com.
And many of the performers that are featured on our program, they are actually professionals working in various fields. And they all have a day job, and it's their passion for music which somehow makes them balance this this day job with their singing or composing passion, so to say. Pradeep himself is not an exception to this. He maintains a day job along with all his playback singing and other singing commitments. He's the head of the Department of Electronics in a technical institute in Kerala, and he runs a very successful audio blog. Along with all these busy academic and other commitments, he's also going ahead and releasing new albums as well as forays into playback singing. So I asked Pradeep about what his plans were regarding the upcoming releases.
Tell us something about your upcoming releases. I heard that you are going to do a playback singing for Sandeep Chautha, and a new album, an original album of yours, is coming out.
An album? I composed it myself.
Mm-hmm.
There were 10 songs in that album. That was done for the Art of Living Foundation, International Foundation Art of Living.
This is a preview of Art of Living album.
Jyoti सांस में तेरी करुणा, जान जान में तेरी महिमा।
I was fortunate enough to give a copy of that to Guruji, Sri Sri Devashankar in Bangalore.
Mm-hmm.
I sang in two films also recently. They are also to be released.
You had an interesting conversation with him. And he certainly had a bag of stories to share.
Oh, it was fun talking to him.
For Awaz and Jaane singers, did Pradeep have any tips to offer?
I asked him that question. And mind you, Pia, he's a professor. So he did have a very analytical answer to my question.
The first tip is stagnate yourself with a particular genre of music. Don't shut off from any kind of music. You should listen more and more. If you want to be a better singer, the first and primary thing is you should listen to any kind of music that comes across. That is the first and primary thing.
Mm-hmm.
To be a good singer. You have to have a very good ear for every kind of singing. That's the first tip. The second tip is you have to practice very hard. You should not be lazy. Okay. You have to practice very hard. Try to learn different languages, different styles of singing. And it's not that you have to daily do riyas or something like that. You can try singing film songs or light songs. It need not be always classical that you have to practice. I don't overstrain my voice with classic Carnatic. If you put too much of practice on your voice, it will strain your voice. And it will bring a little bit of harshness into the voice. If you sing more and more classical every day, say for hours and hours, that will actually not help you when you sing in light music. So you have to keep if you want to be a film singer or a light music singer, you have to keep a balance.
Govinda Shyam Hari, Gopala Krishna Hari, Radha Mukund Hari, Rasa Vilas Hari.
Govinda Shyam Hari, Gopala Krishna Hari, Radha Mukund Hari.
Aravind Nayan Hare, Suravrindha Tilak Hare, Muchukunda Moksha Hare, Hari Chandana Lasita Hare.
Thank you, Pradeep, for spending time with us and sharing your experiences with our listeners. And here is the song which made Pradeep the winner of Meri Awaaz Suno contest.
पूछो ना कैसे मैंने रैन बिताई, एक पल जैसे एक जुग बीता, एक पल जैसे एक जुग बीता, जुग बीते मोहे नींद ना आई।
पूछो ना कैसे मन रैन बिता उत जल दीपक इत मन मेरा फिर भी न जाए मेरे घर का जल दीपक इत मन मेरा मन मेरा गवाई पूछो ना कैसे मैंने रैन बिताई ना कहीं चंदा ना कहीं तारे ज्योत के प्यासे मेरे चंदा ना कहीं तारे ज्योत के प्यासे मेरे नैन बिचारे और भी आस की किरण न लाए पूछो ना कैसे मैंने रैन बिताई.
थैंक यू फॉर लिसनिंग टू अनदर एडिशन ऑफ Awaaz Anjaane. Next week, we'll be back with more of your favorite songs and compositions.
This is a festive week. Awaaz Anjaane ki taraf se Diwali ki badhaiya aur Eid Mubarak. Khush rahiye, gungunate rahiye agle hafte tak.
Puchho na kaise maine rain bitai. Puchho na kaise maine rain.